U.S. officials are warning that Russia is ready to invade Ukraine, echoing President Biden's statement earlier this week that an invasion is imminent. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Susie Weissman, professor of political science at St. Mary's College of California. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So being on the edge like this for an extended period of time is exhausting. So if we feel that way, I can only imagine how the Ukrainian people feel. Is this part of a strategy by Putin, this hurry up and wait?
I think that's a very good question, and thanks for having me on. I think we're definitely in a very dangerous moment, and any incident could occur that takes us to war. But I have to say that there is no appetite for war, either in Russia or in Ukraine, and for that matter, in what we call the breakaway republics of Donetsk and Luhansk. But there is the case that Putin is pushing in a way, and we saw it in his speech, to try to once again posture a new security architecture for Europe, one that includes Russia, and to restore the notion of Russia's great power status in the world. So that is dangerous, even though I don't think he's ready to go into an actual invasion or actual war.
You don't think he's ready right this second, or that he really isn't meaning it?
I mean that he doesn't, that they're hoping for some kind of breakthrough that will prevent that kind of war from taking place. And I was looking at, you know, some polling that's been done in the region, as well as, you know, Russia and Ukraine, to the extent that we can rely on these polls. But there's no appetite for war, and you see Ukrainians are not necessarily preparing for war, and that same could be said in Russia, where Putin's popularity has been declining along with the standard of living since 2012. So it's a dangerous move for him in that respect, because it could backfire.
How realistic is his end game?
There's support for it. The end game being, if you're talking about creating a new security architecture in Europe that is not NATO, I think there's support for that. But the boomerang effect is that as a result of this crisis, more people are now thinking, well, we need NATO. Even apparently in Finland, Finland, Sweden, and Austria are not members of NATO. But given that, you know, there seems to be some kind of war footing, I'm not saying that there are majorities there that are in favor of it, but there are people that aren't. And I should just say that even going back to 1997, George Kennan, the father of containment, and Jack Matlock, you know, the ambassador to Russia under Bush, have all said that NATO expansion was the single biggest foreign policy blunder of the United
States. Wall Street is on track for another
No problem.
And what it does is it encourages a chain of events that has brought us to this day, that instead of trying to create a new structure, it pushes Russia in a corner. And that's not a good place for Russia to be.
So the Ukraine initiated a state of emergency. What does that mean?
Well, I think I haven't been following the latest up to the moment, but that means that they're, you know, on an emergency footing. So you can only say that these tensions have escalated to the point where one wonders how they can go backwards at this point. You know, whether or not there can still be some diplomatic, discussions that will end up with us not having to be involved in war.
All right. Thank you very much for talking to us and explaining all of this. Susie Weissman is professor of political science at St. Mary's College of California.